a place for the mother hen and the little chicks.
Yeah, you got to have a good coop fixed first, a chicken, a bitty coop, and all get keep them shut up for a few days. And especially when you turn them out, they have to come back there and sleep every night.
Uh-huh.
And you have to feed them.
All of them are shut up in there? The
yeah.
Chickens can't.
The old hen, no, just the old hen and her bitties.
Uh-huh.
She has one by herself.
Uh-huh.
And she's closed up. She goes in there every night and you feed them, and they don't get out till next morning. Then you go out there and turn them out next morning. Feed them and turn them out again. That's the way that you're supposed to do it. When you have to keep them shut up from the animals and things that comes around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And possums and all such as that eat spiddies and things like that, and you have to keep them shut up
mm-hmm.
most of the time.
Before you had indoor bathrooms, what did you have?
Had a bathroom called a closet
uh-huh.
out in the back somewhere.
Any other names for that?
Well, no, I don't particularly. They used to call them privies,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess that was one of the names. And then there was something else that they called them.
Any joking names?
I can't remember.
People would say just in fun?
Yeah. Yeah, they love joking things. They'll say funny things, you know. Have a little life. But I can't remember them all now.
Uh-huh.
I used to could, but I can't now. I reckon I got too old for it now.
Yeah. I'm talking about the different buildings you'd have on a farm. The big building behind the house would be the...
Well, I have a barn for, you know, when we made our own corn and things like that, we had to save. Well, we had to have a place to put it, to take care of it. So we build big barns
uh-huh.
and cover them, you know, and fix them in there. And they put our corn and anything else in there.
What would you call the park that you'd put the corn in?
Well, they used to call them cribs.
Uh-huh. Was that part of the barn?
Uh-huh, that was part of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Any special place for keeping grain?
Yeah, there's a special place, but I reckon you could keep them in a barn or anywhere where if you had them in bags, sacks or something other,
mm-hmm.
you know.
What kind of sacks?
Corn sacks.
Uh-huh.
They have corn sacks that for the stitches that.
Uh-huh. What about those sacks made out of that rough material?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What was that called?
Well, I don't know what it's called.
Or what did you
but
used to
we
call?
Just called it corn sack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you ever have something called a granary or a granary?
I don't believe I have I forgot it.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think they have it in this area.
Uh-huh.
They
may have it some other place.
Yeah. I think that's a little further up north. But
yeah, I imagine.
The upper part of the barn is called the...
Yeah, they got a name for it. They've got a... But I can't think of it.
Where did you put the hay?
Yeah, the hay, it goes in the barn.
What, do you have an up?
Uh-huh, big barn, you know, and they pack up the hay in the barn.
They put it
It's
up?
All bales, you know, and put
uh-huh.
it there.
What part of the barn did they put it in?
In the top.
You don't remember what that's called?
No, they have, sometimes they have stairs up that goes in,
uh-huh.
And they put it up there, upstairs.
Mm-hmm. What
and
they?
They have them stair steps, you know, you can... Just go up there
uh-huh.
and carry them, and then they'll have maybe the other stuff in the old down below.
Mm-hmm. What do they call that upper part?
Well, I don't remember, but it's up in the top, I reckon, is what they call
uh-huh.
it.